perspective.
They would if your thoughts did. Your physical body does not need to decline. It's only by your attention to decline and by your incessant telling of that ridiculous story of decline.
Right.
But you can move through time. You can move through time and maintain your vitality.
Right. Well, I'm thinking more in terms of, like, we have part of our brain that's like the reptilian part of our brain that is meant to, like, protect us from the saber-toothed tiger, you know, with the adrenaline that spurts with...
Well, hopefully, the species that is you has evolved past that.
Exactly. However, psychological stress will frequently evoke the release of the same hormones, which is not necessarily...
But the attention to unwanted, which releases those hormones, you're right. There's still a physical condition that is the result of the contradicted thought, but it's not, we wouldn't call it the reptilian part of you. We would call it the discordant part of you. We would call it the thoughts that don't match who I have now become.
Right.
We would call it the holding back part of you.
Right.
We would call it the reluctant and willing to move forward into all that I've become part of you.
Right.
We would call it the waiting until the whole rest of the society agrees with me and gives me permission to think it part of you.
Right. That's good. Very good. One other quick question and then. I recently had an opportunity to read some materials that are, I guess, Theo teachings. And given the connection at some level of what went on, why are the teachings so disparate from your teachings?
Because the interaction with Theo was a catalyst to awaken within Esther. In other words, it served its purpose, but it is not the same vibration.
Okay.
In other words, it was the next logical step, but it wasn't the answer to everything that would come next.
Right. Very good. Thank you.
Yes, I do. How are you?
Great.
You now know what to do?
Do you find us, or do we find you?
Well, law of attraction puts us together. And so, who cares? In other words, we must be vibrationally compatible.
Yes.
So, how it really works is that you put a version of us in your escrow, and then you chilled out enough to allow yourself alignment with it. Source always is aware of you. So it is really more your finding of the alignment with Source, because Source, you've never been out of the gaze of Source, but Source has been out of your gaze. So it would be more accurate to say you finally figured out how to find your way home.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's
about time. Well,
you're absolutely right. I just have a question about Abraham. How many of you creates Abraham?
Well, it's really irrelevant. And because no matter how many of us there are, it's your job to hook into whatever we are. And so there are many of us as you are ready for. We're infinite intelligence, so we are as broad or as deep as the power of your asking.
Can you move in with me, please?
No, but you can move in with us.
Beautiful.
In other words, we hang out in the vortex and you're welcome anytime. But don't ask us to come out.
I wouldn't plague you with this. I have a deep question about the world that we live in right now. I seem to be propelled out of my vortex about this age-old issue. And I'm just wondering if there's a better way I can look at it.
For sure there is, and we want to help you to it, but we want to play with you a little bit about that.
Okay.
Because you just said you set yourself up for such a powerful response from us. You talked about how good it feels.